All right. So, my name is Ian King. It is just about 1 minute to 7 o'clock. So I'm about to go live with my first show. It is a heavy metal, alternative rock, kind of catch-all umbrella genre. It's great to be on here. This is actually my first time ever. So, you know, kind of excuse me if I'm a little bit stuttery, a little bit shaky. So like I said, my name's Ian. I'm a big fan of a lot of kinds of rock music. You know, in this this playlist I've got gathered up here, we have you know, a nice assortment of, you know, see some post-hardcore. We got some metal, got some prog metal. If anyone listens to, you know, Mars Volta or Mastodon, let's see, we got some hardcore. We got some new metal. We got a good assortment of stuff. We got a good variance. So I've been told, you know, what's a great introduction to this is, I'm Ian, I'm gonna rock your socks off. I think that's a pretty great way to start the show off. You know, coming up next, we got One Armed Scissor by At the Drive-In, Boulevard Nights by Team Sleep, and March by Brutus. So let's get this show on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Sit back and enjoy. All right, so that was One Armed Scissor by At the Drive-In, Boulevard Nights by Team Sleep, and March by Brutus. I actually love, I'm going to talk about a lot of song facts during this broadcast, because I love that. Like, one of my favorite things to do is just read and pick up little stupid things about bands. Like, for instance, One Armed Scissor, that song we started off the show with, was that song's actually about a drink that's a mixture of vodka and Red Bull. Pretty fun fact. Not much also of the other two songs. Kind of hype myself up there and then let you guys down. But March by Brutus. Brutus is actually a really great band. They're a power trio that's kind of up and coming up. They're signed to Sergeant House, and their drummer is a girl who sings and plays drums at the same time. So you heard that kind of... They have this really interesting mix between like math and metal, and it's awesome to listen to. And it's even better to watch live or in recordings. They're pretty stunning. I really enjoy their first album. I'd suggest checking them out. coming up next, we have Blood and Thunder by Mastodon. Please listen to Leviathan. Such a good album. We got Press Gang by the Murder City Devils, and I Don't Want to Be Blind by Turnstile. Turnstile is a really cool up and coming hardcore band. They've been making waves for a while now. I think actually I only recently discovered them. But I Don't Want to Be Blind is it's such a heavy song. It's great. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get in there with some Mastodon. Have a good time, guys. All right, we're back. I love those bands. Again, Mastodon, Blood and Thunder, Press Gang, Murder City Devils, I Don't Want to Be Blind by Turnstile. That last one, that's such a good song. It's hilarious actually to hear about Mastodon's like beginnings as a band. As a metal group, they're really not very serious. Like, in many interviews they do, they're joking around, they're really funny. Their guitarist, Brent Hines, who's a shredder, by the way, he's awesome. He refers to himself as Dirty B. Hines, because that's just an amazing abbreviation of his name. But they talk about how they met at a house party, initially, the drummer Braun and Bill Kelleher were just talking, you know, milling about, socializing, and this guy comes up to them. This guy with like 12-foot dreadlocks, and they said they could literally see the lice coming out of them. And he's like, "Your guitarist sucks," and he's drunk as anything, lights out drunk, and he just like starts slamming on the guitar. It's like, I could play guitar so much better than him. And so they go to rehearse the next day. And he shows up wasted again, and then he's like, "All right, this is what I got in mind." And he plays like the slowest riffs ever. Like, you're listening to drone metal, and they're just like, "I don't want. What is this? Who is this weird Rastafarian metal guy? What?" And then he came up the next day sober, and they were like, "Let's just give it a try." And he blew their brains out because he could actually play in that state. I love Mastodon. Again, I mentioned their album Leviathan. It's a fantastic concept album, loosely based on Moby Dick. Pretty awesome. Coming up next, we have Oh man, this one's gonna be a it's gonna be a big start. Coming up next, we have Panasonic Youth by the Dillinger Escape Plan, which is, brace yourself, this is a kind of a hardcore one. We got some more Mastodon with Crusher Destroyer and some new metal with Deftones, My Own Summer, Shove It. So let's take a listen to that, and here we go. We won't be spared of the honor, the undertaker, and all of the day until the tears found cold and the best there was. So, you guys got a little bonus track in there. That last one was Cold Cash and Cold Hearts by Thrice. They're really awesome. They kind of fuse post-hardcore and metalcore together. Mostly just because I forgot to stop the song before it ended at My Own Summer, Shove It, but we'll gloss over that. You can forget about that. And before that, we had Panasonic Youth by the Dillinger Escape Plan and Crusher Destroyer by Mastodon again. Yeah, all pretty great tracks. I only recently discovered Thrice because I was on a music board and people were posting about it, kind of discussing like whether or not they saw a fusion of metalcore and mathcore, or sorry, metalcore and post-hardcore in the future, or there were already trends of it being picked up. But I went and listened to their album, The Artist in the Ambulance. I thought it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. And also with Deftones, we played My Own Summer, Shove It. Like, that's a really cool song. It's also really interesting to read about like the recording of that album and kind of the techniques the drummer used. Like, you'll note that on that track it's like a really really high pitched snare. It's kind of like a big, it's almost like a piercing. It's piercing. It was really loud. But it's wonderful to hear. That's me cracking my knuckles for all of you who are grossed out at the moment. Wonderful habit. You should all pick it up. And also the sound of someone parking in the parking lot outside. Nice. But yeah, the drummer on Deftones for the album Around the Fur, which is what that track was off of, he actually experimented a bunch and would try like a different snare drum tuning each song, which I can imagine must be a little bit difficult to accustom to or accommodate for live, but it's pretty cool. And they've also been acclaimed for the use of dynamics. Chino Marino's vocal style is also pretty amazing. He's got gorgeous voice, really awesome range. He was in a band that I played earlier, Team Sleep. If you remember, Boulevard Nights was one of the tracks I put on. I think he's a great vocalist, and what I love about it, I actually love Team Sleep. Like their album, I think it's just a self-titled, but it's one of my favorites of all time. It's got like my favorite drummer of all time, Zach Hill. For any Zach Hill fans out there, hopefully there are some, because he is a god on the kit. But they're so cool because they fuse trip hop, and post rock, and alternative rock, and emo. And post-rock? Yeah, they got a good variety of stuff in there. They're really interesting. I like them a lot. Coming up next, we have Judith by A Perfect Circle, Luminance by Kaven, and Wax Simulacra, I believe it's pronounced by one of my favorite bands, Mars Volta. So take a listen to this. What you just heard there at the end of that was Thomas Pridgen's amazing drumming. That guy's like, yeah, I mentioned Zach Hill earlier, but Thomas Pridgen's another one of my like top three favorite drummers of all time. Phenomenal. I play the drums myself, and having that little knowledge on kind of what he's doing kind of just throws you over the edge a little bit more, because you're like, okay, I know how to basically play this stuff. So to see someone playing on this level is awe-inspiring. You guys just heard Judith by A Perfect Circle, Luminance by Kaven. They're awesome, by the way. Kaven, you should definitely check them out. And Wax Simulacra, I believe it is, by the Mars Volta. Again, Mars Volta, one of my favorite bands. Please listen to them. Dalouse in the Comatorium, Tremulant EP, Francis the Mute. They're all super cool concept albums, as well as The Bedlam and Goliath, which I only recently took a listen to. But again, like, if I had the time to explain the frantic backstory behind that, I'm sure my scores of listeners, the many thousands who tune into my show that only happened once, would be just wowed, thrown away by that. I don't have too much time left. I don't know if I can play two songs, but what I made sure to dedicate this last part to two Canadian punk artists, Metz and Pup, if anyone knows about them. You always want to support Canadian stuff. They're both fantastic bands. Metz is post-hardcore and noise rock, whereas Pup's a little bit, not necessarily pop punk. Some of their stuff's a little bit more poppy. But Pup is really cool. Their singer comes from, I think they all come from this place. It's a really desolate, kind of deserted town called Pine Point, where pretty much the industry dried up when the mines went away. And the singer himself, like the DUI rates there are through the roof. It's ridiculous. It's disgusting, actually. And he actually, there's a song you should all take a listen to called Pine Point on this album they're gonna play from called The Dream Is Over, called Pine Point. And it's this singer just confessing about how he lost his brother when he was like 6 years old to drinking and driving. Pretty tragic. I guess this is probably gonna be my last song of the night. So I hope everyone who's listening has a great night. Super happy to have been here. This is Ian King signing off. And yeah, this is Old Wounds by Pup.